This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Families of the victims mourn as Indian authorities investigate the cause of a devastating fire that killed at least 43 people in a factory in central New Delhi early Sunday, as relatives of the workers who were trapped inside waited outside a hospital mortuary to identify the dead. Firefighters had to fight the blaze from 100 meters away because it broke out in one of the area's many alleyways. Many of the victims were asleep in the factory when the blaze began. The Saudi student who fatally shot three sailors at a U.S. naval base in Florida hosted a dinner party earlier in the week where he and three others watched videos of mass shootings. Jim Bertel has this for VOA.
The shooter was Mohammed Al-Shamrani, a 21-year-old second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force who was a student naval flight officer at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The FBI has not determined a motive for the rampage. The three killed were also students at the flight school. Eight people were wounded. Media reports say the shooter, who was also killed in the incident, hosted a dinner party earlier in the week where he showed videos of mass shootings to his guests. At least one of his guests is reported to have videotaped Friday's massacre. Several Saudi students are being held for questioning. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Officials investigating the deadly attack were working Saturday to determine whether it was motivated by terrorism. Reportedly, several of the Saudi students are unaccounted for at this time. North Korea says it has carried out a very important test at a satellite launching site. The state news agency says the results will be used to upgrade the country's strategic status. The test comes as a year-end deadline North Korea has imposed nears, warning it could take a new path amid stalled denuclearization talks with the U.S. This is VOA News. Samoa said Sunday its death toll from measles has risen to 68, with three fatalities recorded in the previous 24 hours. The health ministry has confirmed 4,581 cases of the disease. Abigail Trewin is part of the Australian medical assistance team.
The hospital is still incredibly busy. There's a large number of patients here and still of a very high level of sickness.
Most of the victims have been young children. President Trump has thanked Iran for releasing a Chinese-American academic it had detained since 2016 in exchange for the U.S. freeing an Iranian scientist arrested last year. As Reuters' Amir McCarthy reports, the surprise prisoner swap happened Saturday.
The U.S. released Iranian stem cell expert Masoud Soleimani in exchange for the liberation of Shiye Wang, a Chinese-American detained in Iran for 3 years on espionage charges. On Twitter, Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif uploaded a picture of him and Soleimani aboard a plane, allegedly flying back to Iran. Soleimani was arrested at Chicago Airport in October 2018 for allegedly attempting to export biological materials to Iran, violating U.S. sanctions on the country over its nuclear program. Shiye Wang, meanwhile, is a Princeton University graduate who is said to have been conducting dissertation research in Iran in 2016 when he was detained.
That's Reuters' Amir McCarthy. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is just back from Ukraine, where he was investigating Mr. Trump's potential 2020 Democratic rival, Joe Biden.
Just know he came back from someplace and he's going to make a report, I think, to the Attorney General and to Congress. He says he has a lot of good information. I have not spoken to him about that information.
Giuliani's trip comes as the House Judiciary Committee is beginning to draft articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump. Democrats hope to hold a vote before Christmas. Thousands of pro-democracy protesters are on Hong Kong streets today in a forceful display of support for the movement on its six-month anniversary. One of the unidentified protesters who spoke to reporters through a mask covering her face.
I'm actually proud of all Hong Kong people. We never give up. We won't give up in the face of the police violence.
Many of those attending voiced anger that Chief Executive Carrie Lam and Beijing have ruled out any further concessions. Firefighters in Australia are taking advantage of easing conditions today to try to contain dozens of bushfires across the state before temperatures soar later on this week. Shane Fitzsimmons is the New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner.
It'll give firefighters in those areas an opportunity to start consolidating and doing pretty significant backburning operations and other strategies.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.